Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Culture. Wake up to this altar daily before you do any other thing. After receiving ministration from Turning Point Audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me, to do a short Bible study for the day, also the guidelines on reading the entire Bible through in a year. It will deepen your spiritual life. For subscription and subscription renewal, is with a token. Charge with Demi on +234 8055 100510. Do so now. Welcome also to Tuesday, the third day in June 2025. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive and be saying, Amen, I receive it. The third day is not an ordinary day. In the scripture, it is deeply symbolic and prophetic profound. Let me take us through a journey in the Bible in the third day. In the creation story, on the third day, it recorded in Genesis 1, verses 9 to 13, God gathered the waters, creates dry land, and brings vegetation. This third day, you will eat the fruit of the land where you dwell. Good and fresh things will grow out for you to eat. In Genesis 22, verse 4, Abraham lifted his eyes on the third day, and he saw Mount Moriah ahead, the place where God told him, use your right hand to wipe your face. Do it the second time. Open your eyes and look up. God shall give you a divine direction this Thursday, third day. I prophesy you will see whatever you desire and you have been looking for. You will see it. As you look, you will see your arm in the ticket. You will see your wealthy place, and you will see your destiny helpers. Someone is seeking for an accommodation, an office space, a shop, or such things. You shall locate a favorable one very soon. They will send for you to come and see. You like it, and you will take it. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a fish. On the third day, the fish was commanded to vomit Jonah. I prophesy to anyone or any power, anything under anyone under my voice, that any power or force is standing as Jonah, they shall vomit your destiny power to you. Your stolen destiny, your stolen blessings, your stolen sleep, your stolen marriage shall all be vomited back to you. You will shine every day. Jesus Christ resurrected. On the third day, I speak with a tongue of prophetic authority. Enjoy his resurrection power. Come out of the grave of sickness, of disease, of barrenness, of delay, of promise and fail, of nightmares, of fear and anxiety and obscurity in Jesus' name. Who is this? You are coming out of the valley of stagnation. You will enter the realm of divine speed. Your tears shall be turned into laughter. The evil cycle in which your life has been operating is hereby broken. Let's do this. Please do this if you can, where you are. Take a thread or something like a thread that you can pull and it will snap. It will break into two. Pull it until it snaps or cut into two. Then declare as it snaps, I break the evil cycles around me. I break the evil cycle in my life. Say that 7 times. Yes, that evil and negative cycle around you is hereby broken and broken forever. In Jesus' name, you are set free. Declare, I am set free. Say it 2 more times. I am set free. Yes, be free. You will see in 24 hours the effect of this prayer. June 3, celebrant your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will mark June 3 yearly in good health, in prosperity, and in power. Happy birthday. Right? Let's share more testimonies. Please be connecting to it. First testimony today, that the Femi Emmanuel's message on February 7 was direct and specific to me. He said, God said, your matter is before him, and he will make things work in your favor. And when mentioning names, my name was also mentioned. And he said, who is this preparing for a major program or ceremony not too far away? He said, God said he will oversupply. He will provide all that will be needed. It shall be a huge success. As Daddy has said it, so did I experience it. I did my father's final burial and remembrance in May. Before the time, I had nothing on me, but God's word came to pass for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. God's oil on you will not run dry. Amen. Another testifier. My marriage ceremony on May 31 was a huge success. I want to return all the glory to God. I pray that every other thing will fall in place. My Thanksgiving seed is on the way. Yes, they will fall in place. Another testifier. Good morning, Daddy. I want to thank God Almighty for adding another year to me today, of 1st of June. I also want to thank him for blessing my business. Daddy, pray for my wife to deliver safely. Yes, consider it done. Your wife will deliver safely. Another testifier. The Lord promoted me in my place of work. Please pray for me that greater doors shall open. Yes, greater doors shall open. Another one said, I'm here to give glory to God for healing me, my daughter and my grandson, with the use of the mantle and the oil that they constantly pray over. So glory be to God. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. Daddy, please pray for my younger sister who is currently on admission in UCH, that God will lay hand on her for the healing. Yes, consider it done. He said, battle seed and sacrificial seed sent already. Listeners, each time you are faced with challenges, pray. Do warfare prayer and put battle seed behind it. God will take the battle off your hand. I have come to give glory to God for making me to see another month of my birth in good health. Birthday gift has started coming in. I have sent my tithe. To God be the glory. More will come. Another one. He said, praise the Lord with me for his mercies, unconditional love over me and my endeavors. My month and week ended with a breakthrough surplus sales in my place of work after several weeks of low sales. Hallelujah to our wonderful God. You shall not experience low sales anymore. Another one. Good morning. Glory be to God. I want to testify of passing my UK driving test and of receiving miracle money of £300 from my young cousin. You will receive more. I come to thank God for numerous blessings he has shown me. I lost my husband on April, and my husband's people were threatening fire and brimstone. I sent prayer requests to Living Spring prayer team. I sow battle seed weekly, asking God to fight my battle. God did. When we get to the village, God silenced the mouth of all the enemies. Instead of attacking us, they turned to showers of blessings on and gift on us. The burial was successful and peaceful, and we never lacked anything. It was a lot upon a lot all the way. It can only be God. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, TPGF, for all the prayers you prayed. Wow! Victory all the way for everyone. You will be the next testifier and rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain service in Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. as usual. Living Spring Chapel, Kadola Camp, after the fish market. Please be there. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain in Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan. Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo Centers. Two services shall hold in all these places on Thursday. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. TPGF members and listeners in all these cities, don't miss Prayer Mountain this week. As you arrive to the venue of our Prayer Mountain centers, pick 5 small stones within that compound. David picked 5 small stones, put in his shepherd bag, and slung against Goliath. Goliath came down. Our prayer focus this week on Prayer Mountain is that Goliath must die. The 5 stones shall be turned into missiles, all at Goliath spiritually and prophetically. Goliath in your life will die. We are still receiving the crossover vigil sacrificial seed to enter the new month. Remit yours. If you have not done so, it's not yet late. Enter the new month with a sacrifice in your heart, and the Lord will do wonders. Now, in the month of June, we are sowing the seed of 666 and then our tithe and our seed. If you want us to send you the commission's account, send a chart of request to +234 809 789 4000. Our members in UK, send for our HSBC account in UK, 0744-111-2804. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and see the wonders of God. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I love you. Have a great day.